We'll start the Gemara again. Daf Pei Zayin Omer Aleph. Two lines before it gets wide. Dvar Hashem Asher Hoya Al Hoshea. The words of the Eibishter were to Hoshea. What was the words to Hoshea? Zog the Gemara Bimei Uziyo Yoisom Ochaz Yichizkiyo Melech Yehuda. In the time period of four Malachim. Uziyo Yoisom Ochaz Yichizkiyo Melech Yehuda. Beferkech Nisabadal Neviim. In this time period, there were four Nevi'im that were Nisnaba. Now, it happens to be those other Nevi'im are Amos, Hoshea, Yeshaya. Yeshaya is one of them, but Yeshaya, Amos, and Micha. So, the goal is to be called as Hoshea. Shenemar, Tchilas Dvar Hashem by Hoshea. Tegemovichi by Hoshea, Dibet Tchila. Valami Moshe ad Hoshea, Kam Nevi'im. There were many Nevi'im, Tol Hoshea. Omer B'yechon Tchila La'alba Nevi'im. He was the first of these four. Shenisnaba Ba'oisa Perek, Ve'elohen. Hoshea, Yeshaya, Amos, and Micha. Omer Kosh Bochel Hoshea, Banecha Chotu, your children sinned. Meaning, call yourself. V'hoyle lo'me, should have said, v'necheheim, it's my children. B'nei chanunecho, they're your children that you sifted from the ovis, the ason isyonis. B'nei avrom, yitzok v'yankov, galgarach mecha aleyen, lo'idayish lo'omakach. Not just he didn't say it so, elo omalifonov, but rather he said, v'bonish lo'om kalo'olam shilchohu, ha'avirem bu'ma acheres, b'mavidem with a different umma. So he basically said, gave up on call yourself. The opposite, like you said yesterday, the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, mechenino. Belly wanted to say yesterday that he was telling Eibishter, go find somewhere else, see if you can do any better anywhere else. I'll cop on him. But Lamaisa, the words that he said was, Heviram Buma Acheres. Omer Kosh Bochum Esel Zokin Ze, Omer Loi Lech. So he told him as follows, Lech Vekach Isha Zoyne, Vahudit Lechabonim Znunim. Pash Sakra is that's what took place. The Redak says it was a Nebuah. But the Pash is that's what took place. Va'achakach oimelah, and then I'll tell him, Shalcho me'al ponecho. Imu yochel ishloich afani eshlach es Yisrael. Shenema, v'yoyim Hashem al Yeshaya, el Hoshea, lech kach lor ishoz nunim, v'yald ez nunim, and have children that is nunim. And you won't know whose children they are, because the sofik of yours, sofik of others. Uksiv ha'yelech v'yikachas goyme bas dvolim. Her name was Goyme bas dvolim. What's Goymer? Goyme omerav shakol goyme bo. Everyone finished their tivis on her. Bas dvolim, daf pezayin omit beiz, diboro bas diboro. There was a Dibara, her mother was also, they spoke about that she was a Zayna. It was a Dibara, Bas Dibara. Zogdimol Shmuel Oma Hashem Metuka B'fiyakol K'dvela. She was sweet in everyone's favor, like a Dvela, like a fig, like a dried fig. Rabbi Yechon Omesh HaKol Doshimbo K'dvela. They all were boiled with her like a Dvela, pressed. Dova'acha Goyma, what's another shot in Goyma? Omer Rabbi Yudah Shebikshu L'gama M'moynam Sh'yisol B'yomeo. They wanted her, meaning the Umas HaOilam wanted to be Goymer, and finish off the moment of Kali Yisrael in her days. That means because of the sins that she caused, it was a kitchen on Kali Yisrael. Rabbi Yechon Omer, Bozezu v'gomru. It wasn't just they wanted it. It actually took place. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk in Melachim, it says, Ki ibdom melech arom v'yisimeim ka'ofa l'roi l'dush. So that means it was totally devoured. Zog the Gemara, so what took place after Hoshea took this Isha's Nunim, her first son was born, call him Yisrael. Why? What's Yisrael? What does that signify? Ki oid ma'at ufakarti es dmei Yisrael al beis Yehu. That oid ma'at, I will spread them out. Zog the Rashi, sh'os arini lezoyram velezroysim begoylo. Like a Zriya. Ve'ishafti mamlechos beis Yisrael. And I'll be meishe mamlechos beis Yisrael. Zog the Mashot, that's the Chiddush. That Roy Bilas Acha Abal, even though he was a Zokeh and Lemaise was his wife. Now the Gemara continues as follows. Zog the Gemara weiter. Vatar oiled, vateled, bas. After this Maise, she had a daughter. And Eibshe told him, Kroshma loy ruchama. This is all showing him that the Eibshe is leaving Klal Yisrael. You said I should replace them? Okay. Call your child loy ruchama. What does loy ruchama signify? What does that hint to? Zog the Gemara, ki lo oisef oy derachem is beis Yisrael. I won't be merachem in Klal Yisrael anymore. Ki nosoi esalohem. Meaning, ki nosoi esalohem, that's a loshen to me, Rashi says. Should I be nois upon him on them? Avad anisht. I'm not going to forgive them. Vatelet ben, she had another child. Vayoyme, kroshma loy ami. Loy ami is, Meram is again, that Klal Yisrael is not my nation. Ki atem loy ami. So it's three kolos. One is Yisrael, referring to the golos. There'll be Nizra, Lezerois, and Begoylo. One is Loy Ami, and one is Loy Ruchomo. V'anoichi Loy Eya Lachem. V'anoichi Loy Eya Lachem. After this Maisa, two sons and one daughter, meaning you should have learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? The what? Oh, she came. She debated to him. Once I started talking to him in Nevuah, Pirish Meni Isha. So he told her, he didn't stop say divorce her. Be Pirish Meni Isha because the Maisa, you're Nevuah. You're a Navi. Now the Ben Yoyada points out, all other Navim, the Abishah didn't say to be Purish. Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, because he married a Bas Giyoris. So a Giyoris is not a Miucheses. So when he was Misnaba with the Abishah, so he had to be Purish. So he says, Kol Shekain, Isha Zoyna, which is much worse than a Giyoris. So that's why it was specifically to him that he said, B'doy Latzchon Meno. Omaloi, so he answered back, Yiboyne Shalom, Yeshli Bonim Meno. I have children from her. V'enene Yochaloi Tzio V'loi Legasho. I can't divorce, I can't throw her out, I can't divorce her. And the Ben Yoda points out, there's two things over here. Loitzio means without a get. Because then, she, after all, she's a Isha Zoyna, she'll be Mizana Beishas Ish. And if I'm a Garisher, there'll be Moitzi Laz on her children. They'll say that they're not her, it's children, also Mamzerim. So I can't, I'm stuck. Omlai Kosh Bochu, so that was the Kavachim that Abisha drew. Umata Shishcha Zoyna, your wife is a Zoyna. Ubonecho Bnei Znunim, meaning it's a Sophic if they're your children or not. Then you have to do Im Shalachayimain. Kach, and still you say you can't get rid of her. So Yisrael Shem Bronai, B'nei Bechuni, they're the children of the ones I sifted out. B'nei Avromi took me Yankov, Echod Me'abo Kinyonim Sheknisi Ba'ilomoy. One of the four Kinyonim that I have in my world, Kalei Yisrael is a Kinyon. Why? Torah Kinyon Echod. Torah is one Kinyon, Dichsiv. Hashem Konani Reish Daki. Shemayim Va'oretz Kinyon Echod. Dichsiv Koine Shemayim Va'oretz. Beis HaMikdash Kinyon Echod. Each one's an individual Kinyon. Not 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 1, 1, 1. Each one is a Kinyon. So how can I get rid of Kalisol? The Chesiv Amzu Koniso. And you tell me switch them for another nation? Once he realized, Hashem realized this was a chet. The Abishah took this as a real chet. So he asked pity for himself. Rachmanus. Omlei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Atchit Am Vakish Rachmal Atzmo. Vakish Rachmal Yisrael. Bim Vakish An Klaisol. Shegazat Aleim Shalosh Zeres Bavurcha. Because you're with three Zeres. Loi Ami, Loi Ruchama, and Yisrael. Zog Demal. Omlei Dubikish Rachmal Ubotok Zeres. And then Zeres with Takabotok. The three Zeres. Vihishch Levarchon. And then the Eibish was Mevarch Dem Shenemar. Voyamis Babanei Yisrael. Kechoyl Hayom. The amount of Klaisol will be Kechoyl Hayom. Oh, Zog die Gemara.
Have Yeshua married Zayna? Like Shana, the Rachel, he married Rachel.
So again, V'hoya mis b'nei Yisrael kol hayom. V'hoya b'mokoyim ashe yoyim Elohem. V'hoya b'mokoyim ashe yoyim Elohem loy ami atem yoyim Elohem b'ni kel chai. V'nix b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachtov. Meaning that instead of what I said, loy ami, will be now the opposite. Loy ami atem yom lem bni kel chai v'nikzu bnei Yehuda v'nei Yisrael yachtov. V'zerati oli be'eretz. V'zerati oli be'eretz. Now this is taka the golus that's going to take place. V'richamti es loy ruchomo. V'amamati loy ami, ami ato. So in this battle, those three gzeres. The gzeres of loy ami and loy ruchomo. Zog di gemara. V'zerati li ba'od v'chamtis l'ruchome v'amalti lo lei ami ami ato. Om Rabbi Yechonon oylo l'rabonos shemekaberes es baleho. Woe unto Rabonos that it buries its leaders. Because after all, she'en l'cha kol novi v'novi sh'le kipeach abba melochim b'yomov. It says in the time of Yeshayahu, there was four melochim. So that means each one died in his lifetime. Because a melech is a srora. No, he's not a srora. Melech is a srora. So mele, he outlived them all. Chazon Yeshua ben Omoitz, asher choza al Yehuda v'Yushalayim. Now, over there it says in the Pasuk, Bimei Uziyahu, Yoisom, Achaz, Yechizkio, Malch Yehuda. Like it says by Yeshaya also. Four melachim. Now, Rabbonis Mekapeches Baleo, it's a Gemara in Brochas, the Gemara says that Shloisha Dvorim Mekatzrim Yom Shel Odom, one is Hamanik Berabonus. So the Mefarshim over there explained, the Shilta Geborim brings over there, Shem Derach, that's Dafka Befahesia. Befahesia is supposed to be Manik Berabonus. It's talking about Betzina. Others are Mechalik between Rabbonis Letoira, Avadi is supposed to be. Just Rabbonis for other things, Mili the Alma, that's the chisaron, that's mekaberes baleo, and the mashov in bracha says that dafka when the kahal was not mekabelim and he's manik bal korchom, but not when they're mekabelim. Zog the gemara shenema chazon yishov ben omitz asher chaz al yudu vishleim omer rabbi yechanan mipnei ma zocha yeroven ben yoyosh melech yisrael not for malchi yehudi yeroven ben yoyosh was melech yisrael lehimonis in malchi yehudi where he was mentioned in the pasuk together with malchi yehuda. Which is a COVID. He wasn't a Kabbalah Shinora. Not being a Kabbalah Shinora and Omos, that's what he was echt to be in the Possum with Malchi Yehuda. Zogma Manolan, the Imni, where do we see that he was mentioned together with Malchi Yehuda? The Chsiv. Dvar Hashem Ashoyal Hoshea Ben Beri, Bimei Uziyo, Yoysom, Achos, Yecheski, Malchi Yehuda, Uvimei Roven Ben Yoyosh. It says that Dvar Hashem, that was to Hoshea Ben Beri, in the time of Uziyo, Yoysom, Achos, in Chiski, Malchi Yehuda, and Yeroven ben Yoyosh Melchi Yisrael. Umanon and Leikibel Hashanah, where do we see he wasn't Mekabel Hashanah, the Chsiv? Vayishlach Amatzia Koyen, Beis El Yeroven Melchi Yisrael, Leymar. Amatzia sent a message to Yeroven, Kosher Olecha, this Pasuk is referring to that Amatzia sent a Shliach to Yeroven to talk against Omois. Kosher Olecha means that he spoke about Yeroboam, that he wants to revolt. Meaning he spoke about Amos, that he wants to revolt against Yeroboam. That was the Lashon Hara that Amatzia said about him. Uksiv, and it says that Amatzia told Yeroboam, Kichoyama Amos, Becherev Yomus Yeroboam. The Nevius was, of Amos was that Becher of Yeroboam is going to die. Now, the Lashon Hara is that Be'etzem Amos never said Yeroboam is going to die Becherev. He was talking about Beis Yeroboam, meaning his children, but not himself. So, Memele, it was pure Lashon Hara, and Yeroboam was not Mekabalit. Even though he was a Rosh, he wasn't Mekabal Lashon Hara. Omar, so he said, Chas v'sholom Amos the Tzadikach, Amos the Tzadik never said this about me. I'm not Mekabal this. So he said it's without referring to me. So the imam, and if he did say it, my esaloi, it's not his fault. Shechina amgaloi, he's a novi. The Shechina told him to say this. So because he wasn't mekabel this, he was taka mentioned together with Malchi Yehuda. Zog di gemara, omer rabbi loza afilu b'shas kas shel kodesh baruch hu. Even at the time of the kas of the Eibishter, zoiches arachim, he remembers rachim shenemar kilo oisiv oid arachim. Now even though it says I won't be merachim, but it doesn't say, the Mashal explains, it doesn't say that I will be angry at them. I just won't have Rachmanis on them. So we see that even B'shas Ka'asoi, the Eibishter remembers Rachimim. I'm not going to be Merachim, Loya Rachim. But it says in a negative way, I won't be Merachim, but it doesn't say I will be B'kaz. K'loi Oysev Rachim is Beis Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael B'chanin, Omer Mehocha, Kinosa Isha, Kinosoi Esalohem. He says, because it says in the Pasuk, Kinosoi Esalohem, meaning, even though it's a Lashon Tamiya, Kinosi Esalahem. But the point is, it says a Lashon of Slicha. Esa is a Lashon of Slicha. Kinosi Esalahem, Beloshon Tamiya. But a Kaponim, it said it again, it says, could I be, forgive them? The whole purpose of where Ben Umois is in order to be Ben Gegim. In order that Gegim should be Nitoisim on Klai Yisrael. So they should see about Klai Yisrael, and they should join. Shenema, Vizeratili Be'eretz, I planted them like a zriya. You sowed them in the golus. Now, when a person sows, you reap benefits. More comes out when you produce, when you plant. So v'zerati li be'eretz kludon mizrei saw elal hachnis kama kurin. When you machnis a saw, a few kur come out. So to the Eibishter. When he put us in golus, many gerim will be nitoisev. Rabbi Yechon Amar Hocha v'richamti eis es loy ruchama, meaning that when they're going to come out of Golus, So even those, it says in the pasuk of Adir, "V'amati l'loy ami ami ato," that even those that were not ami, lemaisa they'll become part of Klal Yisrael again, and they'll be returned to be ami again. Om Rabbi Yechim Shem Rabbi Shem and Yochai Madichsiv al tilshan eved al tal shein eved el adoinov penikalecho v'oshamto, meaning don't speak against a mele, about a person, about an eved, that he's negative things about him to his odoin. Because after all, Hoshea spoke about Klal Yisrael. He said, replace him for someone else. So, al talshen eved el adoinov, pen yikalelcho, because he will curse you. Why? Pen yikalelcho v'oshamto, meaning that he will blame you. Uksiv. And it says, in the pasuk, it says, Dor oviv yikalel v'esima lo yivorech, meaning, why should a person not be malshin and eved el adoinov? Because dar aviv yikalel v'sima lo yevarech, mishum de aviv yikalel v'sima lo yevarech al talshen. Now, because aviv yikalel v'sima lo yevarech al talshen, elo the pshat is afilu dar aviv yikalel v'sima lo yevarech. Even a terrible generation that is mekalel aviv and not mevarech his mother al talshen eved el adoinov, still don't be malshin to that adoinov. Umenolan from Hoshea, this exact ma'aseh with Hoshea was even on Klal Yisrael. They were chotu, but don't be talshin. Now the Gaon in Mishlei explains, why does it say in the pasuk? Why do we say over here that Oviv Yikalel Ima Lo Yevorech? It's Oviv Yikalel Ima Lo Yevorech. What's that Ima Lo Yevorech? So it's again, it's Loshen Shlili, because a father is miyaser derech Musar b'shevet. So it's the result might be yikalel. The mother is usually with kids' gloves. So mela, it's just lo yivarech. Zok de gemara. Omar. Menolim hoishia. Omar av oishia maidich siv. Sitkas pizroinoi bi Yisrael. Sitkas pizroinoi bi Yisrael. Zok the Gemara, Tzedok also Kosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. There was a gewaldig Tzedok at the Eibishim is Klal Yisrael. Shepizal Bein Umos. He spread us amongst the Umos. Why is that a Tzedok? Zok the Gemara, that we were spread out. It's good to be spread out, so they can't destroy us in one shot. V'hainu domalei ha'umina l'Reb Chanina. That's what Amin told Reb Chanina. Anon malinon minaychu. Meaning, we are greater than you. We are better than you. K'si b'chu, it says by you, kishesh chadoshim yoshav shom. It says over there that 6 months Yoav lived and he destroyed Amalek. It is an Edom. He killed out the Schorim. He learned Zecher means only Zocher Amalek. Kisibchu kisheitz chadoshim Yoshav Shom. V'ilu anon isinchu gabon. But us, look at us. You're living with us. Isinchu gabon kamishnei v'lo kavdin al chomidu. We're not destroying you. So you guys are worse off than us. Zog dem Omar Lois, Reb Chanina told him in, Ritzoincha yitape lecha Talmid Echad. Do you want that one of my Talmidim should accompany you and give you an answer to your question? Nitpale Rabbi Eishia was melavehim. Omar he told him, the reason why you don't destroy us is because you can't destroy us. Mishum dole yaditu hechat avdi, you don't know what to do. Tachlinu kulu, if you're going to destroy us in one shot. So leis negabaychu, we're spread out. We're not all near you. We're the Golas are in Europe, we're in the Middle East, we're in Africa, we're all over the place. So Meli, you can't destroy us. My Dika Gabaycha, Elamai, you're going to destroy whatever you have amongst you. So you don't want that either. Why? They'll call you a genocide nation. You're committing genocide. So that's the only reason what's stopping you. You don't want to be called genocide. Omalei, Malchach is a Ketia. Omalei, Gapet de Ramoi, meaning Gapet de Ramoi is like the Vizora of the Romans. I swear, Loshen Shvur, Baha Nachtina de Baha Salkinon. That's exactly what goes on in our mind. We want to destroy you, we can't get you all in one shot, and if we do destroy the ones that are by you, we don't want to be called the Malchus Ketia. Zog de Gemara. Tony Rebchia, Maidich Siv, it says in the Posik, Elohim Havin Darko Buyodas Mekoimo. It says in the pasuk, "Elokim Havin's Dark over Yodim Mekoyma." Yodei Kosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Shol Sheni Chorin LeKabel Gzeres Achzoris of Edom. Abishah knows that Klal Yisrael can't accept all the Gzeres of Edom. Edom was a Gzeres Shema; they won't let us learn Torah. So Lefikach Higel Oisim LeBavel. Abishah played us in Bavel. Bavel did not stop us from learning. After all, Talmud Bavli came about in Bavel. It's deep like a shoil. It's because it's deep, so it's a kiyam din that Rashi explains that he can take us out of this kolos quickly. Because it says miyat shoil evdeim. So I put you in a place that's automatically shoil. Shoil really means in a blotter. But I put you in a place that's deep, so like this, it can be a kiyam din of miyat shoil evdeim. Shenema miyat shoil evdeim mimoves egolim. Reb Chanina omar b'nei shekov l'shoinam l'shon Torah. The reason why he put us in Bavel, because after all, like this, we'll be able to learn Torah. It's the language spoken is close to Torah. So it's not like a foreign language. So Melu is familiar with it. So Melu will not be mishtakach Torah, maher, because lemaisa it's carved losh in Torah. The Ramah in Shuvas, and he brings this, that Taki says that Aramaic is really losh in Torah that was established. That's what the Ramah in Shuvas says. I mean, we know Unkelus, Targum is Nitna B'Sinai. So lemaisa it's carved losh in Torah. Meaning, the reason why he sent them to Bavel is because Bavel is Beis Imon. Where did Avraham Avinu come from? Ur Kasdim. So that's in Bavel. That's in Iraq. Zog di Gemara, Moshe la'odem shekos al ishto, he's angry at his wife, lehechanu mishaka, where does he send her back to? Le Beis Imon. So to his scholar soul, go back to Beis Imon. Zog di Gemara, v'hani d'rabal g'zan li'ed omar, shloi shechozo lemit oson. Three went back to their origin. Ve'elen, Yisrael, the Yisrael Klai Yisrael went back to the origin of Bavel. Kesef Mitzrayim, that even though Klai Yisrael took the money of Mitzrayim by Bizis Mitzrayim, it says it went back later on in the Nevi'im, it says it was taken back. V'ksav Luchois, and the Ksav of the Luchois. Zog the Gemara Yisrael, hold on, like we said, that Abisha sent them in Bavel. Kesef Mitzrayim, who went back to the Makar, it says the Pasuk in Melachim Tichsiv, by he, Bishonah HaChamish, the Melech Yichovam, Allah, Shishak Melech Mitzrayim, Al Yushalayim, and he took all the oitzes of Klai Yisrael back to Mitzrayim. Ksav HaLuchos, where does it say the Ksav HaLuchos went back? Dichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, V'ashabrem Leinechem, I broke the Shviras HaLuchos, Moshe Rabbeinu broke Leinechem, V'tono Luchos Nishbu, V'oisyos Parchos. And the Tzlach explains that the oisyos were Nishbu, only the Luchos, the oisyos were Parchos, and they went back, that they went back ala luchois arishonim kasher shibarto, meaning that it's because safti ala luchois esad varim, the same letters went back to the luchois shniyos, and that's dakar that it went back to the makar, it went back to the abish, it was parchos ba'avir. As a matter of fact, it says that the Rashi says dova pelach isim sha'ain poina listakaboy. Others explain, he says that the mere fact that Klai Yisrael was able to see the shviras haluchois, how do you have Gimel Parsois, all seeing the Shvil Saluchas? That itself is the Nes. Let's see the last Gemara. Ulo Omar, Kedeshi Yoichlu. The reason why they went to Bavel is Kedeshi Yoichlu, Tmorim, Dafeches Omer Aleph. They should eat Tmorim, because there's a lot of Tmorim in Bavel. Why? Zog the Gemara, Kedeshi Yoichlu, Tmorim, Vyasku B'Torah. Meaning, if you're able to have Parnosa, you'll be able to learn Torah. And since Bavel has an abundance of Tmorim, it's easy for them to learn Torah. Zog the Mago, Uli Ikla le Pumbedisa, Uli came to Bavel, Pumbedisa is in Bavel. Kivule Trina de Tamre, they brought him a basket full of Tmorim. Omalu, he said, Kama Kihani Bezuza, how many baskets do I get for a Zuz? Omale Tlas Bezuza, you get three baskets for one Zuz, there's such an abundance of Tmorim. Omar, Meloy Tzana de Dufsha Bezuza, you get a whole basket of Tmorim that you can make Dvash out of in Bavel. Ubavloy le Askeba Gaisa, they should be learning more. Parnosa comes so easy, it's such an abundance. But what happened at night? Belaila tzare. He had shilshul. He had diarrhea from all the tamarim that he ate. So he said, Omar, beloy tzane sama de musa bezuza bebovel. You have a basket of sama moves that sold for so cheap in Bovel. And yet they're still learning, even though they have yisurin. Ubavloy askeba reitza. So forget, look at the mile of kaisal that in Bovel with this abundance of panosa, but look at the yisurin that can come up out of it, and they're still learning yisurin. We'll stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow. The Gemara finishes the Agadita, and then the Gemara goes back to the sugya of Shchitas Korban Pesach and the Menuyin.